Well, reports from Syria suggest that the situation of the recaptured, the army has managed to recapture farmland and areas close to Ghouta in the eastern suburb of Damascus. Sources on the ground say the army is now in control of Midda after killing and injuring a large number of foreign-backed militants. Press TV has learned that journalists covering the operation by the Syrian troops in Ghouta have come under militant fire. A Syrian TV correspondent was injured in the incident. Elsewhere in the north of the country, armed forces launched an operation against al-Qaeda-linked terrorists known as Nusra Front and Jaish al-Fath on the outskirts of Idlib. Now, the army is also advancing in a stretch of land southwest of Jish al-Shukur, a strategic town which fell to terrorists over a week ago. Crossing over to Damascus, joined by Press TV's Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, very good to have you with us. Let's start off with you and being on the scene today. Can you tell us exactly what took place?
Yes, Marzia, as you have just said, this morning the Syrian army was able to secure a strategic town which is called Meida'a. It is in eastern Al-Ghouta, a region east of Damascus. As you know, it is filled with foreign-backed militants. It is a very significant and important victory for the Syrian army. It is actually the most significant since September 2014, when the army took control of Adra al-Balad and Adra al-Umaliyya towns over there. Now, the importance of securing the entire town and the farms surrounding it is that this area used to be the main and major supply line and corridor for militants who used to infiltrate from Jordan coming into Al-Dmir near Al-Ghouta and then use this town and this corridor to infiltrate and join forces with other militant groups inside eastern Al-Ghouta. Now this is not possible anymore after the Syrian army took over Meida'a and all of the farms surrounding it over there. This is according to Syrian army officers that we met this morning on location over there. As Press TV team and some other media outlets, reporters, we were there today. We were filming with the Syrian army as they were in the final stages of securing Meida'a. We entered actually, Marzia, to the school, the main school of Meida'a. It seemed at that point that there was a couple of militants using sniper guns still in the vicinity of Meida'a. They shot at the reporters over there. Only one reporter was injured. His name is Karim El-Shibani. He is the Syrian state TV correspondent. His injury is not serious. He was shot in the leg. Now he is in the hospital. Nevertheless, a very important and significant and major advance for the Syrian army, a heavy blow to foreign-backed militants who are planning actually to join forces with others in eastern Al-Ghouta, perhaps to attack Damascus. And finally, Marzia, if I have time, in other developments, as you have just mentioned, there are other developments in Aleppo city itself. Foreign-backed militants in Beni Zayd fired a lot of mortar shells today, killing a child and a woman. And this comes only one day after they have killed 14 persons and also injured 60 all civilians in Aleppo.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that update out of Damascus. And thank God you are safe, Muhammad Ali, our Damascus correspondent there.